But our first theme on building, our construction theme, of course, is what? A foundation. Anybody here ever seen a house or a building being built? I know Richard has. That's what he does for a living. But Richard, back me up. I've never heard anybody say, boy, them some pretty footers right there. That's one of the prettiest holes that ever been dug in the ground. That's some real putty footers right there. Man, you see the way that concrete just lays in that footer? Ain't that awesome? I've never heard anybody say, boy, look at that foundation. Ain't that something? Ain't that great? The foundation doesn't get any attention. I love Brother Harper's article that we handed out this morning. Each staff member each week will give a devotion on our thought. And I love Brother Harper's. I liked all of them, but I like what Brother Harper said. Those stones that make up that foundation, they are unseen. But how many agree with me today that your house is not going to stand if it's not built on the right foundation? In fact, I've seen signs on 85 and 285, and I've had time to read them because I've sat there for hours and just went nowhere. I often wondered who has time to read a billboard. You live in Atlanta, you know them by heart. But there's even a business now that says, do you have cracks in your foundation? Do you have leaks in your foundation? Do you have problems with your foundation? We had a house one time, and we had a crack way up in the ceiling. And I had a painter that fixed that crack. He said, well, I can fix it up, but he said, it's going to happen again. Your foundation is shifting. I went not long ago to a city to preach where they'd had some tornadoes. And there were problems in the ceiling, but the problem was the foundation shifted. How many will believe the house, the building, is no more safe, sound, secure than the foundation on which it stands? That behooves me to say, if we're going to build a life that honors God, if we're going to have a faith that will face death and eternity and take us to heaven, it's got to be built on the right foundation. And may I say to you tonight, if your hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and his righteousness, then you have the right foundation. If you'll read the devotion we sent home with you today, I dealt with some of what I'm going to deal with tonight in that little article. But let's first of all read a verse of Scripture tonight, 1 Corinthians chapter number 3 and verse number 11. This is what the Bible says about the foundation. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, before we read verse 11, let's look at verse number 10. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 10. According to the grace of God, which is given unto me as a wise, what? Master builder. He says, I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon. Verse 11. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, say this with me now, which is Christ Jesus. Beside of that little verse, write down this word single. Christ is the single foundation. There is no other one worthy of your trust. There is no other foundation that has been proven. There is no other foundation that you can put your head on your dying pillow and look at your family and say, the next time I see you, I'll see you in glory. The only foundation worthy of that is none other than our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He is the single foundation. There are not two, there are not three, there are not four, there are not 12, there are not even 1,000. There is one and one only. There is one faith, one Lord, one baptism. There is one God, one Savior, one Holy Spirit. There is one mediator, there is one advocate, there is one shepherd, there is one atonement. There's not three or four to choose from. Jesus is the only one. He didn't say, I am a door, I am not. He didn't say, I'm some door. He didn't say, I'm one of the many different doors. He said, I am the door. Therefore, there is no other door. He didn't say, I am a way or some way or one of the many different ways. He said, I am the way. There is no other way. He didn't say, I am a life or some life or one of the many different lives. I am the life. There is no other life. He didn't say, I am a truth or some truth. He said, I am the truth. There is no other truth. And let me emphasize again what I tried my best to get across this morning. If you have placed your faith, the hope of your eternal destiny, any other place than the finished work of Christ upon the cross, it is not enough. It is not enough to acknowledge there is a God. Some people feel like if I just acknowledge there is a God, that is enough. To acknowledge there is a God, that is not enough. To acknowledge that a man named Jesus lived on this earth is not enough. You can even believe that Jesus was a prophet. You could even believe that Jesus was a miracle worker. You can even believe he was a good man. There's a church not far from here that believes that Jesus was a prophet and Jesus was a teacher and he is a great example to follow. But that will not secure your reservation in heaven. He's more than a good prophet. He's more than a miracle worker. He's more than a good teacher. He is the only begotten Son of the Father, and he is the single foundation. And Paul said you can't lay another foundation that has already been laid, and that is Christ Jesus our Lord. That's why when people ask the question, have you made Jesus Lord yet? Now, before you answer that, think about that. Have you made Jesus Lord yet? I'm going to tell you something. He was Lord before I got here. And he'll be Lord when I leave from here. This ain't good English, but this is good preaching. I didn't Lord him and I can't unlord him. I didn't crown him and I can't uncrown him. I didn't enthrone him and I cannot dethrone him. Jesus Christ has always been the cornerstone, the foundation, the King of Kings, and the Lord of Lords. I'm thankful for that day that I received him and I crowned him Lord of all in my own heart. But ladies and gentlemen, if nobody trusts Christ and if everybody denies Christ, he's still the Lord, he's still the King. And he's the single foundation, no other foundation can a man lay than that which is laid. So he's the single foundation. Now I want you to come to 2 Timothy chapter number 2. 2 Timothy chapter number 2. Look what you will in verse number 19. 2 Timothy, Paul is getting Timothy ready to face the last days. In fact, in chapter number 3, he'll tell him about the perilous times. And he will name the sins and the sorrows of the perilous times. But before he ever takes them to that perilous times, he reminds him that you will have a foundation on which you stand. That when the winds of sin and apostasy blow in the last day, you will not be driven away like the waves and the foam on the sea. You will not be driven away like the chaff is from the wheat. As you go and face the sorrows and the signs and the sins of the last day, you're going in well prepared because you're built on the foundation. And how does he describe it? Look in 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse number 19. 2 Timothy chapter number 2 and verse number 19, he begins with, I love this emphatic word. Say it with me, the first word in the verse, nevertheless. You know what nevertheless means? It means hallelujah anyhow. It means regardless of how it seems, no matter what it looks like, how it feels like, nevertheless. Read it with me. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure. Say that little phrase with me. The foundation of God standeth sure. And having, I love this line, having this seal. What is a seal? That means something has been finished, it's been inspected, and it passed muster. Can I say, ladies and gentlemen, your salvation has been finished. Our faith has the stamp, the seal of authenticity. Our faith and our trust in Jesus Christ has the okie-dokie of God upon it. It is the sure foundation. What is it saying in the text? Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure. Read the verse. And having this approval, having this seal, having this certified, this certification. Listen, having this seal. What is the seal? Look in verse number 19. The Lord knoweth them that are his. And let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. How does a Christian live the Christian life in a Christian world? Because he has certified, bona fide, authorized salvation. Why? Because it's built on the right foundation. Because not only it is the single foundation, but according to this verse, it is the sure foundation. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure. I promise you, that's one foundation that'll never leak. That is one foundation that'll never have a crack in it. That is one foundation that will never shift off course. That's one foundation where the cornerstone will never get discombobulated from the other stone. It is a sure foundation. Listen to this statement. Jesus Christ is the only foundation that has stood the test of time. Man, listen to that statement. Jesus Christ is the only foundation that has stood the test of time. I read an article in Fox News, and sometimes you want to throw even Fox News out the window. But they did an article last week on the rapid decline of Christianity in America. Did anybody read that? The rapid decline of Christianity in America. Now don't hold me to these numbers, but I'll be close. It said if the trend that we're having today continues. If the trend we're having today continues, within 20 years, Christianity will be a minority religion in the United States of America. That bothers me. But I want to say this to our church. Through the pandemic, now I know other states, other counties had problems with their officials. But those two men you met here last Sunday, 9-1-1 Sunday, they never bothered me or our church one iota during the COVID crisis. I called our number one chairman and I said, tell me, he said, preacher, you do what you got to do. You operate in the fear of God. You won't have any problems out of me. We have never had a county official as yet try to hinder our church. To my knowledge, we've never had another organization in our county try to hinder our church. We have never had an outside other church move in and try to hinder our church. All of our battles, all of our hindrances has always come like termites from inside. And they may eat away at the building. They may eat away at the offerings. They may eat away at the church attendance. And I want to say this to Fox News as far as organized Christianity. It may be on the decline when you have church members that don't even go to the church that they are members of. I understand that. But I don't need something, brother. They may get the building. They may get the money. They may get the attendance. They may get the lights. They may get the sound. And they may even kill the preacher. But I'm telling you, the foundation of the church is Jesus Christ. He will stand the test of time. Jesus said, upon this rock, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Yes, there may be a building that decays. There may be a religious organization that decays. There may be something that says it's religion that may go out of business. But God said, upon this rock, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. May I remind you tonight that Jesus Christ, glory, hallelujah, I'm about to unhook again. Jesus Christ is the only foundation that has stood the test of time. I want to shout again so bad I can't help it. Hallelujah. Whoop. He's the single foundation. He's the sure foundation. They nailed him to a cross. They buried him in a grave. 3 days later, up from the grave he arose. Bloody Mary from the throne of England said, I'll kill every preacher. And she beheaded the preachers, and she persecuted that little early church. But by the way, don't drink Bloody Mary. You shouldn't drink any kind of mixed drink at all if you're a Christian. All alcohol and beer and wine coolers is wrong for a Christian. But anyway, you know how they get that, you know where they got Bloody Mary from? From Queen Mary, who killed the preachers and shed so much blood. She's called Bloody Mary. You listen to me now. They've tried to wipe out the church. They've tried to stamp out the church. Hitler said, I burned the Bibles in Germany. I'll never hear the gospel again. They preached it over there about 4 or 5 hours ago. I'm telling you, the devil cannot stamp out the Holy Spirit. The devil cannot pull God Almighty off his throne. The devil cannot kill the Lord Jesus Christ. The devil may burn your physical Bible. He may burn the church. Religious institutions may come and may go. But Jesus Christ is a sure foundation. My God, he has stood the test of time. Well, glory, I got to hurry. Sure foundation. The single foundation. And I want you to come tonight to Matthew chapter number 7 and listen to this word I'm going to use. I call him the smart foundation. You say, now you just using them S's to make your little sermon alliterated and pretty? Yes. But I could have used selected. I could have used stable. I could have used steadfast. Oh, yeah. I could have used sufficient. I could have used like a boy from Alabama. Sure enough. But I particularly chose the word smart. Not just because it starts with an S for the alliteration of the outline. He's the single foundation. He's a sure foundation. Smart. He's the smart foundation. You say, why would you use the word smart? Look in our text. Matthew chapter 7, verse number 24. Matthew 7, verse number 24. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine, and say this little line out loud with me, here's the key, and doeth them, I will liken him unto a, underline, smart. I will liken him a wise, an intelligent, a smart man, which built his house upon a what? A rock. Verse 25. But didn't you love the kid's song this morning? Some of them are really getting down on them hand signals, I'm going to tell you. And the rain descended. You've been in rain? And the floods came. And the winds blew. And beat upon that house. Notice in this text, being founded on the rock did not exempt them from the rain. Being built upon the rock did not exempt them from the flood. being built upon the rock did not exempt them against from the wind. Being built upon the rock did not exempt them from getting beat on. Anybody ever been rained on? Anybody ever had the winds of adversity blow on your life? Anybody here ever had a flood of stuff? Anybody here ever been slammed, pile-driven, suplexed, figure-forward from the high loop, from the forces of hell? Have you ever had a day where you just said, look, I think I'm going to get back into bed and I'm going to get up on that other side. Let me start this thing over. More the winds are blowing. The rains are coming. I mean, you're getting hit from every side. Notice tonight in our text, being on the rock did not exempt them from the wind, the rain, the flood, nor getting whacked on, getting beat on. But here is the difference. And when the rain descended and the floods came and the wind blew and beat upon that house, say this line out loud with me, and it fell not. For it was founded upon a rock. Verse 26, and everyone that heareth these sayings of mine, here it is, the key, and doeth them not, shall be likened unto what? A foolish man, the opposite of the wise man, which built his house upon the what? Upon the sand. Now watch what happens, verse 27. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon the house. Sounds like to me that the same rain and the same wind and the same flood and the same beating comes to both people, no matter where they have their house built upon. Man being built upon the rock or being built on the sand. We have to go through the same storms and tragedies and trials of life. But here's the difference. When the winds blew and beat upon that house, what does it say in verse number 27? And it fell. And to emphasize, notice the Holy Ghost here. And great was the fall of it. The only difference between the wise builder and the foolish builder is the wise builder built this house upon the rock, and the foolish built this house upon the sand. And what did Jesus say the wise and the foolish was? The wise was one that hears the word of God and does it. And because of that, he's on the right foundation. But a fool, the foolish man, hears the word and does it not. And he builds on the sand. And when the winds come and the storms come, he's blown apart because he doesn't have the right foundation. He's the smart foundation. Evidently, I have a choice in this matter. Evidently, I have a choice in this matter. To be wise or to be foolish. Anybody here ever tried to reason with a teenager? And you're saying, I got your best interest in mind. But I know I got to figure this out for myself. Young people, the reason why your mom and daddy act like they're smarter than you, because they are. They've been there and done that. Roger, I used to say it. I got the T-shirt. I took that back. Now I say I got the scars. Because there's no way you can improve on hearing and obeying the Word of God. How many believe tonight, to whom much is given, much is required? Let me say this. People that come to this church, Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, Sunday school, youth programs, children's ministries, I mean from the top to the bottom, it would be better for them to be born on the darkest jungle of the Amazon in Brazil, never having heard the Word of God, than to hear the truth that's been thundered from the pulpit, from the Sunday school classes, from all the programs, and just ignore it. He didn't say burn it. He didn't say destroy it. He said just don't do it. He that heareth these sayings and doeth it not is the foolish builder. And when the rain comes, when the test comes, when the storm comes, his whole life comes falling apart because he didn't have the right foundation. But yet that person who hears and obeys and walks in the truth, they get rained on too. The wind blows against them too. They get beat up too. The flood rises too. But they stand. They pass the test. Because they have obeyed the word of God, and therefore they have a foundation. There's a church not too many miles from here, maybe 30 or 40, that was real large at one time. A man went to that church, and while he was there, things seemingly fell apart. Practically speaking, it's out of business. And I said to this particular preacher in the midst of the debacle of that whole thing, I said, sir, what's going on here? What's going on here? And he made this statement. And I was only 27 years old when he made it. But I'll tell you one thing, I've never forgot it. He said, Brother Joe, he said, the truth of God's infallible word has never been the paramount anchor of this ministry. We got involved in everything you can imagine to get involved in, and for a while we drew a big crowd. That's what he said. He said, but when the storms and the gates of hell blew upon this ministry, it had zero foundation, and it blew all apart. Because it was not founded on the rock. The Word of God. Brother John, I'm sure that man that built his house upon the sand, when he first finished it, it looked as good as a house upon the rock. In fact, no matter, I've seen a lot of rocks and I've seen some sand. And to me, sand is as pretty as rocks. Oh, but when that storm come, when the wind blew, when all the hell beat against that house, that old boy's in that house, it's on the rock. And we looks out the window and everything across the street begins to crumble. And I hear him say, I got troubles too. I've got storms too. It's raining on me just like it's raining on you. But I'm so glad that I took the time to go through the sand and go through the dirt and tap into the rock. And brother, I'll tell you something. He is the smart foundation. Evidently, in closing tonight, I have a choice in that matter. Hear the word and believe it and do it. Or hear the word and not believe it and not do it. And God said, if I did it, I'm wise. And God said, if I don't do it, I'm foolish. It looks like I have a choice in this matter. So let me say tonight, the smartest choice you'll ever make is not bypass the word of God and Jesus Christ in building your life and building your family. Matthew 7, there's two ways a man can travel, broad and narrow. There's two trees, one gives off good fruit, one gives off evil. There are two fountains, one gives off good, one gives off corruption. And there are two builders, one is wise and one is foolish. I believe tonight there's a choice to be made in your life and a choice to be made in my life. I choose what road I travel. I choose what kind of fruit I'm going to produce. I choose what kind of fountain I'm going to drink out of. And I choose what kind of foundation I'm going to build my life and my eternal destiny. There's two ways to do it, wise and foolish. It looks like to me the choice is ours. I choose Christ. I choose Christ. I choose Jesus. He's the single foundation. He's the sure foundation. He's the smart foundation. We used to have an old man came to Willingham Drive years ago named Pop McDonald. Pop McDonald walked everywhere he went, and you'd pass him driving your car, and when you got to the store, he beat you there. I ain't never seen nothing like it in my life. I seen him one day on the side of the road. I pulled over. I said, "Pops, ride with me." He said, "I'm going to wait for the bus. I've heard how you drive." I said, "Get in this car." We're riding down Metropolitan Boulevard, famously known as Stewart Avenue. You can clean up the name, it's still Stewart Avenue, Bubba. But we're driving down the road, and he told me this story. He said, "Brother Joe, my neighbor told me I'm stupid." And I said, "What'd you do about it?" He said, "I started hitting him with this stick." I said, "You have my permission." He said, "You know what I told him?" He said, "I may be stupid in your book, but," he said, "I got enough sense to get saved. And I got enough sense to know I'm going to heaven when I die." Why? Because Jesus Christ is the smart foundation. Aren't you glad one day you took him and trusted him and said yes to Jesus Christ? Father, we love you tonight. We thank you for the good word of God. Thank you for the sweet Holy Spirit.